We'll talk in a moment with James Bovard. He's the author of 9 books, including Attention Deficit Democracy. I'm told, too, that his writings have been publicly denounced by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Secretary of Agriculture. How do you get your writings denounced by the Secretary of Agriculture and by the Postmaster General? I'll have to denounce him here on the Lou Dobbs Show. Just to get my name in his resume. Jim Bovard, I denounce you, sir. I renounce you, just like John Adams did his son. Just, can you put me in your resume?
Well, sounds fair to me. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, I am a bit of a fan, I have to tell you. So let's talk about, I know that you are not of the DARE program, but I do see how it's fraught with issues like we see in Matthews, North Carolina. Give me what objections James Bovard would have to the DARE program.
Well, first of all, it has a long history of encouraging kids to turn in their parents. And there have been a lot of high-profile cases in which kids that brought in their parents' marijuana or blew the whistle on their parents, wrecked the family, the parents end up splitting up, the kid might go to be put in a foster home. There's a long domino, series of dominoes that fall from this.
But James, now wait a minute, though. In response to you, let's take this one at a time. DARE's Silverman, who's a spokesperson for DARE, says there are 25 million kids. Think about that number who have been exposed to DARE. And they say to you, James, only a handful of cases of informing that may be related to them. That's all that you can point to.
I would wager heavily there's a lot more cases than what has become public. I mean, this is not the kind of the incident in which parents normally go to the media to complain about. But the fact that it happens at all, and a second major issue is this is a very ineffective, a very ineffective drug education program. I mean, kids in elementary school, junior high school should not be doing a lot of illicit narcotics, and unfortunately, DARE has done a very poor job of explaining to kids why those substances are dangerous, and it's often spent more time putting police on a pedestal than it has in helping kids understand the risks of some banned substance.
Okay, now that's where I see a good part to DARE. You say on a pedestal. I kind of like, James, the idea that the policeman's your friend. You can deal with a cop. You can see him rather than just this authority figure. You see him as a different sort of individual. That part I often thought is a good part of this.
Well, I mean, it fits with the Andy Griffith Show. It fits with the
thanks a lot.
Well, I'm serious. I mean, I'm living here in the D.C. suburbs, and there's the county next to me is Prince George's County, Maryland, and the Prince George's County Police have got a record during the 1990s. The PG Police shot and killed, wounded more innocent civilians than any other police department in the country of their size. Not a single PG police officer was ever prosecuted for those killings, was ever convicted. There are a lot of places in this country where law enforcement is completely out of control. And to encourage kids to blindly trust police who are not leashed by the law themselves is a very unfortunate bias.
Okay, I think that's where we differ. You know, okay. I see bad cops out there, but I don't, and I hear what you're saying where you are. Do you see any value in the DARE program, albeit you do a good job at breaking down how this huge program, 25 million kids, maybe doesn't have tangible results to point to? Is there any upside to DARE?
Well, no, because DARE, if DARE wasn't there, then there would probably be other types of programs that could better inform young people about the perils of some of the illegal substances. But DARE has always been biased in favor of, hype, if not hysteria. DARE has, there have been so many fairly funded studies that show that DARE doesn't do what it promises to do. And I don't know how many more decades or how many more generations of kids have to be thrown away before folks recognize that, it's a feel-good program for the police, but there are more important things in society.
And your argument then, James, is we continue with it because, my God, I wouldn't say it's like mom and apple pie, but it's on the next rung, right?
Well, DARE has been far more effective at PR than it has been at educating young people about the perils of some of these substances.
Well, James, thank you very much. I've never had on a guest that's been denounced by as many different people. But listeners should know, too, you are a prolific writer, author of 9 books. The latest, I guess, is Attention Deficit Democracy?
That's right. Thanks very much for mentioning it.
You are welcome, James Bovard. Thank you very much.